Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W2.
Here we go. All crews moving through their start sequence nicely. It's too early to tell if there's been any gains made, but State Catherine's have headed quite sharply towards this near bank here, and so they had to really pull the rudder there to correct their course. That checked their speed a little bit, but they seem to have got away with it. Fitzwilliam, W1, not putting in as much of a push as they could have done there to capitalise on that misdirection. Along the rest of the division, it appears to be pretty much on station all round through Murray Edwards and Homerton. Darwin are getting pushed pretty hard by Newnham, it must be said. Newnham rating just slightly higher, but now Darwin start to settle into their stroke, really pushing away nicely. But further up, we've just had Homerton pushing quite sharply Murray Edwards. That was quite a big change as they approach first post corner. So Murray Edwards have swung out to the far side of the river as it swings back around to the right. So they were out on the left. As they pulled back around, Homerton have pulled a slightly shallower line around the corner, which has enabled them to catch up a bit. It's probably only three quarters of a length now separating Homerton and Murray Edwards. Further down the division towards the tail end, there's been no bumps yet, although getting very close, Corpus Christi on Sydney Sussex. They're pushing quite hard. It's probably about three quarters of a length. Pete, can you see any of the boats coming around to Grassy?
Perfect timing, Shem. So Fitz and St. Cat's W1 are both passing me now, and the Fitz in the Nicky Padfield boat are probably close to less than a half a length, and they're taking a very aggressive line around Grassy Corner here. So I feel like there's going to be a bump down near the plough on that one. Probably four or five boats back then are Selwyn, who again seems to be having a bit of trouble steering. And so it holds well within the length. So they both skirt round a family of ducks who are unfortunately on the river. There's been a bump in front of me, and that looks like it must have been Homerton W1 on Jim. Murray Edwards W1. We'll clarify that, but back to them.
Yeah, so what we've just got here is we've got Corpus Christi pushing in very hard on Sydney Sussex. They've pretty much got overlap, and Sydney Sussex have called it a day. They've said we can't handle Corpus Christi pushing in on us like this, and they've had to pull over to the side. They've conceded. They're not going to continue rowing behind them. Queen, they've got pretty clear water to go through. Juan, what are you seeing?
Well, I've just seen two bumps in very quick succession right at the top of the division. Fitz were gaining very much ground on Cats. They have indeed got their bumps on Cats just in the middle of the fiery. So have Snooky Hall got their bump on Selwyn. So two bumps right at the top of the division there. Back to the
Okay, so coming in 1-2 soon, I'm sure will be Newnham W2 who are ominously chasing Darwin W1. I feel like there's going to be a bump down the plough reach there, and then we've just had Pembroke W2, Robinson W2, probably about a length between those two, so it looks like it's going to be a pretty close one, but I can confirm that Homerton W1 have bumped Murray Edwards W1. Back to you, Shem.
Yeah, we've just got a three-boat sandwich occurring here at the bottom of the division. Claire Wolfson Downing from bottom to top, very close together. It's just a matter of who's going to get the bump there. They're all vying for it, all in with a shot of making a bump on the crew in front. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Wolfson, Clare and Downing, that's the three boats sandwich coming towards you, Pete. Do you have them in sight?
So I can see Queen's W2 with quite some distance, probably about seven or eight lengths on the sandwich of three boats, but it looks like Wolfson W1 are closing rapidly on Downing, and my money would be on them bumping before Clare can catch Wolfson. Well, I'll keep you in touch on that one, but Juan, what are you seeing up near the plough?
All the boats have just gone past me now. Darwin and Newnham were locked in a very intense battle. It looked like there should have really been a bump quite a few seconds ago, but the Darwin coxswain was refusing to concede. Perhaps Daisy's seen something up at Ditton. Daisy.
Hi, so I'm up at Ditton, and I've just got Pembroke W2 coming through now. So it looks like there must have been a bump between Newnham W2 bumping Darwin W1. There's absolutely no sign of them. Here we've got Pembroke W2 chased by Robinson W1, and there is less than half a length between them. No overlap yet. Okay, almost about a canvas going on there. We've got three.
I can tell you about a bump at the bottom of the division, and it was Wilson W1 bumping Downing W2, and they also have the best boat name in the division I've seen, Tom, Dick and Barry. So they're pulling over. That happened on Ditton, on Grassy Corner, which means that Claire are going to have a very long row over at the bottom of the division.
Lydia?
Over to Lydia.
Hi, I'm on Ditton Corner, and Pembroke and Robinson are just in front of me, and they're just about to make contact, and the Pembroke cop raised his hand, and Pembroke looks
please hold
as they try and clear the area. So that is Pembroke being bumped by Robinson in the middle of the division. Back to you, Pete. Let's go to Swan.
I'll pass straight to Swan.
Yeah, back here, I've just seen another bumper. Very happy Wilson's boat in front of me. Wilson have just bumped Downing. Looked like Downing were going in slow motion actually for a lot of that bump, but that bump has indeed happened. I think we're going to go back to Lydia.
Hi, Juan. Yes, I've got a very, very jubilant Robinson crew in front of me. He looks very ecstatic, very dejected, Pembroke W2. I think if we throw back to Shem, we should have had all of the boats come through. I've not had anyone come past me. Emmanuel W2 and Lucy Cavendish, Hughes Paul W1, have not appeared, so I can only assume that they have bumped out behind Robinson. So I'm going to call that as a bump on between Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Paul. But if we throw back to Juan, can you clear that up for me?
No, actually, I can't clear it up at all. I'm sorry, I can't see that much here, so I think I'm going to have to speak.
Yeah, I can clarify that. So Emma and Rowan passed me now. It looks like they're a bit bumped, probably by Lucy Cavendish, so I think we can put that down as a bump. So lots of bumps going on, apart from Queen's W2 and Claire W2 towards the bottom of the division there.
Okay, yeah, so if you want to do a quick rundown of that division, it looks like we've had Fitz bumping St. Catharines, Trinity Hall bumping Selwyn, Homerton bumping Murray Edwards, Newnham W2 bumping Darwin W1, Robinson W1 bumping Pembroke W2, Lucy Cavendish Hughes Hall combined W1 bumping Emmanuel W2, Corpus Christi W1 bumping Sydney Sussex W1, Queens W2 rowing over, Wolston W1 bumping Downing W1, and then the sandwich boat at the bottom of division, Clare W2 rowing over. And with that, I think we should throw it back to the studio.